I'm Laura Winters. New this Saturday, the Israeli government says it believes 14 hostages will be released by Hamas. The four-day pause in the war appears to be holding for a second day. On Friday, 13 Israeli citizens released along with 10 Thai and one Filipino citizen. They were released as part of a separate agreement. Israel estimates Hamas is still holding approximately 215 people, 10 believed to be American citizens, including a four-year-old girl whose parents were slaughtered by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. Posters of those still being held put up on lampposts and public spaces all across Israel so they are not forgotten. Meanwhile, in Nantucket, President Biden asked about why no Americans released yet.
I don't trust Hamas to do anything right. I only trust Hamas to respond to pressure.
Elon Musk is planning a trip to Israel next week to counter all the misinformation being spread about him on social media, some claiming he's an anti-Semite. Now, Musk is scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli President Isaac Herzog, and he's expected to tour areas, kibbutzes, destroyed and burned to the ground near the Gaza border, where Hamas terrorists slaughtered 1,200 Jewish people back on October 7th. More now on the story from USA's John Schaefer.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. Following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people, several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising from X. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
More now on our top story here on USA News. The truce in the war between Israel and Hamas appears to be holding, and more hostages scheduled to be released today. USA's Skip Kelly reports.
As part of a ceasefire agreement brokered by Qatar, a four-day truce in the Israel-Hamas conflict began in Gaza. Qatar reported the release of 24 hostages, including 13 Israeli citizens, 10 Thai citizens, and one Filipino citizen. In reciprocation, Israel released 33 Palestinian prisoners while the truce facilitated increased shipments of fuel and supplies into Gaza, aiming to address the humanitarian needs of the 2.3 million Palestinians affected by the weeks-long Israeli bombardment.
And that bombardment in response to Hamas terrorists slaughtering 1,200 Jewish people at a music festival and at various kibbutzes back on October 7th. New information this morning about the couple who lost their lives in that fatal explosion on the U.S.-Canada border Wednesday. They've been identified as Monica and Kurt Villani, both 53 years old, from Grand Isle, New York. They were involved in that crash on the Rainbow Bridge, the entry and exit point to Canada at Niagara Falls. Witnesses reported the car went up into the air after hitting a cement median and then caught fire and exploded when it hit a border crossing booth. It triggered a terrorism alert the day before Thanksgiving, but law enforcement says it was simply an accident. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.